back here already, all in April evening, and then we had Scotland the Brave. So I'm with Marilyn Smith now before she puts the choir through the paces again. Marilyn, how long have you been conducting the choir?
I was appointed as the first woman conductor in 1991.
The first woman conductor?
Yes.
Did that go down well?
Well, I hope so. I'm still here anyway.
Had you been a member of the choir before?
No, I hadn't. And as you can hear, I'm English, but don't hold that against me. I'm half Scottish. Mum's a McGregor, born and bred at Bannockburn. So I think I've been accepted. And I've been living up here now for 27 years.
Okay, how did you get involved with the Phoenix Choir?
I am a singing teacher. I teach at the RSAMD. I was a professional singer. And I've been teaching singing for 25 years. And I've always loved choral singing. I've had various children's choirs and adult choirs. And I saw the advert and I applied for it. The general feeling at the first night was, will she be able to keep this up? Will she maintain this sort of energy level? And I think, hopefully, I still am. I'm still excited and enthusiastic about singing. And that's really where it comes from, a basic love of singing.
It does indeed. Energy level is one thing, but the other is you must progress the choir. You must have had your own ideas, what you wanted to do to make the choir take that step further up.
Well, tradition is a wonderful thing, but you can't rely on tradition. If you look back all the time, you don't go anywhere. And I wanted to try and attract new people, younger voices, younger people. I feel also that we have to do music of today, songs, popular songs, songs from the shows, from the movies, things that people enjoy singing and audiences will enjoy hearing.
But you're really taxing the choir, aren't you?
Yes, try to make it interesting for them. There's no point belonging to an organisation like this and not enjoying it. So rehearsals are fun. We do a lot of hard work. When we come to perform, the choir sing from memory, because singing is about communication. And if there's no communication from the singers to the audience, then for me, there's nothing.
Yeah. How about the hard work before you even reach an audience? The arranging, how much effort, how much time do you put in arranging the different parts?
Well, I don't arrange the parts as such. Most of our music is written choral music. Our assistant conductor, deputy conductor and accompanist, he arranges some of the music for the choir as well, Cameron. And most of the other music is music that I've heard or that I think will appeal to the choir and ultimately to our audiences.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you back to the next one on rehearsal. Thanks for speaking to us. The Wind Beneath My Wings. Now, does this really get the choir into hard rehearsal?
Well, it's more of an emotional song. This is a feel-good song. Having said that, it's from one of the greatest weepies of all time, from Beaches, that starring Bette Midler. But it's a song that, in fact, is about the people that have given us inspiration, that it even make it possible for us to be here and to take part in choirs, in rehearsals, and in performance.
Marilyn, thank you very much for
thank
speaking
you.
To us.
Thanks.